go to bostonsportsjournal.com, and one of the founding fathers and one of the first authors of this website is Christopher Price, who joins us now on the line. Chris, good morning. How are you? And congratulations on the new website.
Thank you. I like the way you describe me as a founding father. I should have a wig and, you know, powdered wig and buckled shoes.
That's right. I didn't mean to make you sound old.
It's been really cool.
Yeah.
It's been really cool. I mean, this is something that was the brainchild of Greg Bedard, who formerly worked at the Globe and Sports Illustrated, and kind of took a model that DKPittsburghSports.com put out there. You really go hyper-local when it comes to covering the local teams, and it's something that we've gotten a great response so far. It's a subscriber-driven site. We've had close to 1,600 subscribers sign up over the first couple of days. The first week is free, and then the paywall comes down, but the subscribers we've gotten so far, it's been very, very heartening to see the response.
I know The Athletic has launched here in Toronto, and it's similar to a subscription-based sports website. Could this work in every city, or is it just the fact that Boston is so passionate, Toronto is so passionate? Like, would this idea fly in, say, a lesser market than these two or the big five?
It can, but it would need to be readjusted for market needs and audience and overall response. You can do it in a place where, let's say like Pittsburgh, let's take that for example. There aren't a whole lot of media outlets out there. DK found this niche and kind of, you know, worked his way in there. They have 40,000 subscribers in 3 years. You need a passionate fan base. You need competitive teams. You need multiple competitive teams. And you need a guy who's willing to kind of stick his neck out here and kind of put his neck on the line. In Boston, we have that in Greg Bedard, a guy who's able to kind of go out and recruit myself. Sean McAdam, a great Red Sox writer who's been around a long time. Brian Robb, one of the best young Celtics writers, you know, in the marketplace. So you need to be able to get established guys as well. That's the other thing, too, and that's really the important thing. And the final thing I want to mention here with this is that it's really a completely unique experience for the subscriber. This is not just a matter of us connecting with a reader once or twice during the week and then getting content on game day. We're going to have tweet-ups. We have, you know, Q&As at least once a week. We're doing some video stuff. It really is a completely unique experience when you're talking about interacting with a reader.
I'm sure a lot of fans up here in this part of the country are excited about this, Chris, because there are a lot of Patriots fans. Because Boston is an original 16, there are a lot of Bruins fans in this part of the country as well. So we'll get the details from you momentarily of how you can sign up and all that stuff. I want to get to, you mentioned a competitive team, which is what the New England Patriots have been for some time. You tweeted, the Patriots have had the same head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator in place since 2012. In the NFL, that's an eternity. Why have Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels decided to stay with the Patriots year after year?
Well, I think they've had opportunities to leave. We saw Josh get an interview last offseason with the 49ers. Matt Patricia drew some real interest from the Cleveland Browns a couple off seasons ago. They have to wait, and Josh in particular, I think it behooves them to wait for the right situation. He was kind of a bit of a washout in his first head coaching gig in Denver. You're not going to get a whole lot of bites at the apple for this. And for you know, really in Josh's case, he needs to get the perfect job. You know, this is not a case where he's going to leave for just any job. So I think that figures into it. I also think, too, they know they've got themselves a really good situation here. They're compensated fairly, and they're going to have a chance to go deep into January year after year after year and keep augmenting their resume. So I think they're going to continue to ride this thing out as long as they can. It's going to be tough if one of those jobs comes along. And I know that, you know, Josh has been under consideration for a handful of jobs since he's been here, since he came back here in 2012. Like I said, Matt has had a handful of offers as well. So it's going to be interesting to see when they, or if they, you know, do decide to leave, when that happens and what that all entails. But I think ultimately they know they have themselves a pretty good situation here in New England, and I think they're going to ride it out as long as possible.
1 week from now, Tom Brady turns 40 years old. The prospect of starting a season with a 40-year-old quarterback may seem daunting for most teams. Tom Brady is not most quarterbacks, and the New England Patriots are not most teams. Was there any belief, maybe even 5 years ago, Tom Brady could still be this competitive this long?
It's a lot of avocado ice cream and magic pajamas. That's the key is there. And what does Gruden say? Also, the pliability and the flexibility and all that. He trains in a completely unique way. I will say that. He's never been the most physically gifted guy, but early on in his career, you could tell that Brady was the kind of guy who could minimize damage on his body. When he would take a sack, he would kind of lean into it and kind of absorb the hit and kind of minimize the damage, and he's been able to do that. That's just one thing that he's able to do that's helped him play so well. And the other thing, too, quite frankly, is, with the rules on quarterbacks and hitting quarterbacks, he could probably get a little bit more time than most quarterbacks of, previous eras. So there's a lot of things that come into play there. The way the guy takes care of his body, the way the guy goes about his business, he's able to play at a high level, consistently high level, into his 30s. I happen to believe that you're looking at a guy who could play probably another 3 years as long as the Patriots continue to put offensive difference makers around him like Rob Gronkowski, like Julian Edelman, and continue to invest heavily in that offensive line.
When you're a number one seed, the schedule gets more difficult for any team. The Patriots are being picked by the USA Today to go 16-0. How realistic is that considering the schedule that they have, especially in November, December?
I think even with the Patriots, inevitably, every single season, there's always that one game where something happens, something weird happens, something funky happens. I mean, last year it was Buffalo.
Yeah.
Where they always just seem to come up short. A couple of years ago, it was Philly. They've had losses in Miami. I think that 16-0 is a possibility with this team, especially when you consider the fact that last year they went really 17-2 when you take the postseason into account, and they improved, at least on paper. So, look, if they stay healthy, I think this team has a shot at it, but I don't think it's the kind of thing that right now we should be marking down and kind of, using it as a guarantee going into the regular season.
You mentioned Rob Gronkowski and the offense that they put around him. What's the latest on Gronkowski's health? Is it a concern heading into this season? It's been the last few years Gronkowski has not been able to finish a full season healthy.
A couple days ago, I talked to a guy who he works with in Miami when it comes to rehab, when it comes to working out, when it comes to, keeping his body in shape. And he believes firmly that based on his history, based on the way he's gone about his business this past offseason, that he's going to be able to come into this season as close to 100% as possible. Now, the real question is, can he sustain that over the course of 16 regular season games and 3 postseason games? I think that the team does their due diligence when it comes to things like that because, quite frankly, there's a reason he hasn't played in a preseason game since, 2012. So, they know that snaps in November, December, January are more important than snaps in, say, August and maybe September in some aspects. So I think that you're going to see some managing of his work, but I think the key is having him deep into the regular season and in the postseason. That's the key. So I think right now he is in a very good spot, but as you said, the question for him really is can he do it over the full 16 games and into the postseason? He's going to be an absolute key for the Patriots to get where they want to be, to have him for at least a sizable bulk of the regular season and maybe the postseason as well.
Chris Price, the Boston Sports Journal, our guest here on the Morning Scrum. Steph Gilmore added in the offseason, Buffalo Bills fans irked by that, but what are the Patriots expecting from him in 2017 and going forward?
He's going to be the number two corner on this team, and if things blow up with Malcolm Butler between now and the start of next season, he has a chance to be the number one corner. I think the Patriots have one of the better young defensive back groups in the National Football League right now, and I think Gilmore is going to be a very, very important part of that. The question is not so much Butler and Gilmore, because I think, like I said, Gilmore is slotted right now as that number two guy, but I think that, who's going to be that third cornerback? Is it going to be Cyrus Jones? Is it going to be Eric Rowe? There are questions about the depth, and the Patriots are maybe not as deep as they would like to be, at least as it stands right now in late July. But Gilmore is going to be one of the more important guys on this roster. I was just kind of running down, the most important or the most valuable guys on this team, and you can make an argument that Gilmore is at least right now in the top 10. He's, like Gronkowski on the other side of the ball, not quite like Gronkowski on the other side of the ball, but there are some analogies there. He is going to be absolutely vital to what they want to do in 2017 and beyond.
Last year it was the drive for five Is it kick for six, in the mix for six, or is it all about the three-peat? The first team, no team has won three straight titles in the Super Bowl era. Can the Patriots pull it off?
You know, that's the question. And they need, you know, between you and me, guys, they need a better phrase. They need a better, you know, there's no, like, remember the Steelers had one for the thumb and stuff? They need to find a better marketing gimmick than
in the mix
I think
for six.
The one they're going for up here right now is Blitz for Six. And that doesn't really roll off the tongue like Drive for Five did. So maybe they're going to come up with one between now and then. Look, right now, they are on that short list of teams, four, five, six teams that you can legitimately call Super Bowl contenders. And, you know, just on the base, if everything goes into the dumper, they're still, in my mind, a Final Four team. You know, they're a conference team. They're a team that's capable of advancing to the conference championship as long as they keep, you know, at least a modest modicum of health. And then, you know, you get to a conference championship game and it's all location and weather and matchups and personnel and all that. So, look, on the surface, they're a Final Four team, and I think that they have the capability, if they're healthy, going into that Final Four to go all the way and get another one.
I don't know if Louis did this on purpose, but Drive for Five just happens to be the name of your upcoming book that's coming out in September. I don't know if you slept him some money, you sent him an email, but tell us about the book and how long, how much work went into it, and how people can order it.
Between promoting the website and the book, I'm calling this my summer of self-promotion.
Right.
Between you and, you know, between us guys. Yeah, this is something that I started writing literally on the plane home from Houston after the Super Bowl. My agent and I were pushing another book, and we were talking about doing another book, but it was clear as the season went on, this became, you know, a thing. And we started to realize that there was a book there, you know, whether it was Brady's suspension at the start of the year or, you know, the whole presidential election thing with Brady and Belichick and Trump, you know, the struggles midway through the season, the great finish, and then the craziest Super Bowl ending of all time. It was clear that there was a book there. So I started writing on the way home from the Super Bowl. It all came together in a matter of probably just over 2 months. We did 85,000 words. This is the comprehensive story of the 2016 Patriots from start to finish. It was an awful lot of fun to go back and revisit, kind of, you know, dig up some of the old stories. I had a chance to talk to Matthew Slater and Devin McCourty. They did some writing for us as well. So I think Patriots fans are really going to like it, and I can honestly say that even the most hardcore Patriots fan, there's going to be stuff in there that they didn't know about as it relates to the 2016 season.
I just can't wait for the Patriots to come to New Era Field and for Mike Gillisley to run for 200 yards, for Hogan to catch four touchdowns, because that's what happens.
Gilmore, two picks.
Gilmore, a couple of interceptions. Can't wait for that. Hopefully we can connect when you come here when the Patriots play the Buffalo Bills. Really appreciate the time, Chris. The Boston Sports Journal, the paywall goes up on July the 30th, so enjoy your free preview until then. Really appreciate the time and all the best, and best of luck with the new project.
My pleasure, fellas. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. There he is, Chris Price of the Boston Sports Journal. Nice, bright website. Lots of stuff going on. They got a cool little logo there, too, BSJ. It looks cool.